Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Rob.
Hey, you freaks. Welcome to the Dollcast. This is Roth. Oh, Friday. End of the week. Last day of the Dollcast for the week. Wow. Today was another average day where nothing exciting happened. But one thing I can say is that I've noticed that Gavin is starting to smile a whole lot more. You know, he's the youngest one. And that's pretty cool. And Liam still gets really mad when Gavin makes any noise. But as far as I've seen, he hasn't been slamming his head against the ground anymore. At least not around me. If he has, I don't know. Yeah. And Jeremiah's doing great in school. So that's just all the regular stuff going on. Nothing going on at work. Family's doing great. Etc., etc., etc. Oh, but I got some good Nest Dev news going on right now for sure. Got some more good stuff done today. I went ahead and decided that on the two-player click, I would have, instead of the second player, be the red screen. You know, that's the classic blue versus red that I talked about on yesterday's Dollcast. I'm going to go ahead and go with the green, which flashes for invincibility on NES Virus Cleaner. I'm going to make the green screen be player 2. And when you get hit, each player, whenever they get hit, their screen will go red, and they'll have this little, you know, face looking like, oh, what just happened? I actually already implemented that with player 1 to check it out. And I think it works pretty good. You get hit, and when you get hit by the bolts, you get a second delay to where you can't move at all, and you have this red screen, and then after that 1 second, you go back to normal color and you can move around. And I ran into a problem that when that happened, at the later parts where the electric bolts are moving faster, you'd be stuck there, because right after that second would be up, you'd get hit again. So you'd just be frozen. So I had to make it to where I made it similar to how Click is, the original Click. On that game, it bumped you to the bottom of the screen, the very bottom. On this, I made it to where it bumps you just right below the electric beam that hits you. So that way you're out of harm's way for after the second is up. And I think it works all right. I set it up to where it goes up to 99. You collect 99 viruses during the two-player game. Collect 99 viruses, and then after that happens, it freezes right now. But that'll be the race, you know, who can get the most out of 99. Let's see, what else? Oh, I inserted the palette animation. Well, first of all, the background, I had it all done, and the only thing I didn't have was a couple of palette colors. Where the electric beams bounce back and forth, there's those things on the side that look like, I don't know, gray padding or something, and they glow. Well, I didn't have those colors imported yet, and I didn't have the attributes set for that part in the attributes table yet. So I did that. I got that, and then after I got the color set in, I set up the palette animation, so now it has that glow to it like on the original Click. So that was easy to do. It didn't take very long. What else? Wow. I felt like I got a lot more done. Oh! That's right. I imported some of the sound effects over from NES Virus Cleaner. For instance, when you pick up the virus, I imported that sound over. And I also imported this, I also took that sound and flipped it, put all the values in reverse for when player 2 picks it up. Excuse me, that way you can hear when a player picks one up. And I also have it to where it takes effect on different square channels. So when player 1 picks up an item, or picks up a virus, it makes the sound effect on square 2 of the sound channels. When the second player picks it up, it takes effect on square 1. So if you both pick one up like back to back or something, you'll be able to hear that two people, that you both got one, you know, back to back, and you won't be like, oh wait, who just got that, you know, because they're both separate sounds and they're on separate channels. So that way it'll be a little bit easier to tell. And with the music, I also made a song. I wrote a whole song for it. I'd considered taking a song from NES Virus Cleaner and putting it on it, but I thought, I don't really want to do that. I kind of like trying to write something to games anyway. Hi, kitty. I like trying to write stuff anyway. And I think this turned out pretty good. I recorded it for you. I'm about to play it. I let it loop twice. So, you know, it loops once and then it starts over again. So, here we go. Okay, yes, so I don't know how it sounds by itself, but while you're playing it, it works out fairly well. I actually had, when Jeremiah got home from school, he didn't have any homework, so I had him sit down with me, and we started running through it, like playing click. You know, the hit detection was working on player one, and I haven't totally implemented it on player two, so he was pretty much invincible, and I just wanted to see what it would be like with two people chasing after the same virus. And wow, if I can actually figure out how to get a good bumping system where if you can bump into each other, and it'll be just a crazy game, because there are a lot of times where we're right next to each other, and oh wow, it'll be lots of fun. I think it was fun just, you know, without bumping each other, I thought, but I want to try the bumping thing, because I think it'd be really crazy. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got on the game for today. There isn't a whole lot for me to talk about. Let me go ahead and talk about our partner, NintendoAge.com. If you collect games, if you're a gamer, or you just like to hang out with gamers because they're totally awesome, go to NintendoAge.com, make a free membership, and you can buy, sell, trade games on the forums, or you can make a collection out of the custom collection tool that they have created over there. The awesome admins did it. Oh, they did. And you could make any kind of collection out of that with Nintendo or a Sega system. So if you're into that and you want to go hang out with people, go to NintendoAge.com and tell them Roth sent you. All right. Well, like I said, I don't have a lot to talk about, but I did want to bring up this, I don't know if you call them article, blog post on Kotaku. I saw it yesterday, and it was really, it's kind of moving. There was a, I think it's the EverQuest 2 community, okay? I don't know much about these kind of games, but from what I get, you can build stuff and gain experience, and then you have these guilds or whatever. Well, apparently there's this child, he's 6 years old, who had just been diagnosed with some sort of terminal cancer, and he's only got like weeks to live or something. Like I think this is just something that happened out of the blue on the family, and the mother, I believe it was, went onto a message board of EverQuest or something like that and was talking about how this son of hers likes to hop around on some frog and was wondering, you know, how to play in some island or whatever, and or have more stuff to interact with, I guess. And she had mentioned that he had terminal cancer. And I guess this EverQuest 2 community, this is awesome. Like, they, like hundreds of people got together and made this big old island in like just a few days and did something that levels up the guild or something to like level 70. Like I said, I don't know how all this works, but they made like this huge like land, like which had like a roller coaster or something from what I understand. And just put all this together, and then they all met up, and man, it's just crazy. I found a video. The boy's YouTube channel that was set up for this, I think, his name is Ribbit Ribbit. I'll post a link to that Kotaku.com article too, and I'll also post a link to this other video that shows all these different people that showed up. It shows each of their little names, you know, while they're standing around in this big world that was created or whatever. But I just thought, you know, it was really, really touching stuff, and it's just one of those reminders, you know, always cherish those who are in your life, because you never know what the hell is going to happen. So, I'm going to go ahead and end this. It's short, sorry about that, but, you know, it's the end of the week. Not much else to talk about. Hopefully I can get some more programming done this weekend. Tomorrow, Ninja Gaiden, NES tips, going to be uploaded to Blip. And on Sunday, I'll post that, that code snippet that I was talking about earlier this week on how to implement, a code, controller input code. So, with that said, I guess I'll talk to you next weekend, or wow, next week, freaks. Anyway, if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.